I'm a self-made businessman who lost his job in the 1990s, had to set a business up like a number of people who have come out of the post-economic recession that we've had. I've brought up two children, I've known hardship, and I've known the good times as well. And I think you need, more than anything else, whoever Halifax elects, you need a Member of Parliament who's got some real-life experience. But I also want to take that a bit further, and that's why I'm pledging to give 5% year-on-year of the MP's basic salary to Halifax homeless charities. In terms of other issues, I think there are some very salient reasons why people should vote Conservative in this general election. I think the first is, which is a national issue, I blatantly admit, a Miliband government can only be put into office with the help, either officially or unofficially, of the Scottish Nationalist Party, because Labour will be wiped out in Scotland. This means that the taxes that Ed Miliband wants to raise are likely to be spent in Scotland, not England. Secondly, I've been a very stalwart defender of retaining the A&E here in Halifax. I was one of the first people to go on the front line there and stand shoulder to shoulder with members of other political parties. I've always said that party politics had to come second to defending the A&E. I'm therefore very proud that I was able to bring the Prime Minister to your office last week and to get the Prime Minister to actually say on the record that we will retain the A&E. So if people want to retain the A&E in Halifax, they should vote Conservative. Thirdly, I'm a big supporter of a new free college in Halifax for the more academically gifted. At the moment, I think it's a disgrace that roughly about 25% of our more academic students are having to travel to Kirklees to get a higher level education. I think it's an appalling state of affairs, and the Labour Party have opposed any attempt at building a college, despite the fact that they actually said 2 years ago it was very much needed. Transport. Again, I fought for electrification of the line. When I first had discussions, I think the Halifax Courier thought I was on a planet zonk and it wasn't going to happen. But I brought the Transport Secretary here, I've discussed it, I've lobbied with Members of Parliament, and I'm therefore very pleased that the All-Party Working Group has recommended that the Calder line should be treated as a priority for electrification. And in the meantime, George Osborne, through the Combined Authority, West Yorkshire Combined Authority, has made available money for new signalling equipment at the station, and we've also agreed for the A629 to be upgraded. Finally, I think people need to think about their families and what's in it for their families. And I think this is, again, where the Conservatives are ticking a lot of boxes. Firstly, we're going to increase the level before people pay tax to £12,500, which means anybody on the minimum wage will not pay tax. Secondly, we're proposing that the minimum wage is increased to £8. Thirdly, we're also going to re-evaluate the middle income level where people start to pay tax and raise that threshold to 50,000, which we think makes good sense. But not only does that make good sense, but it's also having an effect already on the ground. Here in Halifax, unemployment under the Conservative-led coalition has fallen roughly by about 38%. I want to see that continue to fall further. And that means unemployment here is less than 6%. I think that's a fantastic figure, but there's still more to be done. That's why last year I gave up my time for free and organised a jobs fair. And as the future Member of Parliament potentially here, I'd be organising further jobs fairs later this year and next year and the year after. Members of Parliament need to move on and evolve. And I'm hopefully a new potential generation of Members of Parliament who not only take on the role, but play a role within the community. Because when the banners and the bunting have all gone home and the hustings events have ended, people need to think about who's their Member of Parliament, who's fighting the corner for Halifax, who can shout the loudest, but who on their past track record can deliver. And I believe, John, that I am the man to achieve that.